Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. This is such an exciting Saturday. It's September 18th. There's a lot going on. If you don't have plans today, get down to the beach. They're all cleaning up the beach. That sounds like fun to me. If I wasn't doing
Angela,
this today.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How are you doing, Howard?
I'm good.
Yes.
Well, I am calling in from sunny Virginia Beach, Florida.
Not Florida. Virginia Beach.
Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Virginia, yes.
Yes. Hope everybody is doing well. Angela, thank you for taking the helm in the driver's seat today.
Yes, it's big shoes to fill here, Howard.
Well, you're always co-sitting in the driver's seat.
Yeah, so. but this is full command, and this is what you do, not what I do. But anyway, we'll get through it.
You got to push the buttons today.
Yes, I do.
Well, we hope that you all had a great week, and we had a great week, and I got to tell everybody what happened last weekend. We told everyone that we were having an open house and doing something unique in only having an open house to sell a home. So we had it open for 3 hours on Saturday and 3 hours on Sunday, and not having the house open for normally agents to see during the week, because we thought the house would sell during the weekend. And boy, were we right. We had at least 15 people there on Saturday, 15 people again on Sunday. We had 9 offers, 8 of which were over the listing price. And you may think, well, okay, you know, we've been telling you about that, but I thought I would share something that I read about that did not happen in Jacksonville, but happened actually in San Francisco, where, as probably all of you know, prices are higher and demand is also a tad bit higher. Well, there was a house that had a great view and went on the market for $3.5 million. Now, that's not that unusual. Well, in 11 days, they had 15 offers, and all of the offers were just a tad over the list price. Actually, all of them were over the list price, but not $3.6 million, not $3.7 million, $5.6 million.
Wow.
That's 60% over the list price.
Wow.
Can you imagine? Now, we don't have them at 60% over list price here in Jacksonville.
We could, but not in that price range.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I love living here in Jacksonville. We say that at the end of the show all the time. But can you imagine if that was happening here, 60% over list price? Nobody would buy any homes.
They would. They just look at a much lower price than they think they should be in. Yeah, that's pretty incredible.
Pretty incredible. Hey, one of the things we do when we start the show is talk about what's special about today, and there are so many special days. And, you know, we kind of give a little bit of trivia about them as well, so I thought I'd share some of those. Today is Batman Day, which was debuted on this day in the year 1939. Can you believe Batman has been around that many years?
No.
Almost 80 years ago. Almost 80 years ago. How about that?
That's incredible.
It's also Chiropractic Founders Day. You and I have both been to chiropractors.
Oh, yeah. I got to give a shout out to my brother-in-law. Hold on, Tom Kovacs.
Yes.
I'm sure he is listening. He is the chiropractor.
Yes.
And David Klosterman here locally, who I love and adore and go to personally.
Yes, here's one that you'll like. Many of our people will like. It's First Love Day.
Aww.
Everybody sit back and remember your first love. Who was it, and when did it occur? When was your first kiss? When was your first love? Do you remember who it was, Angela? You don't need to say it out loud.
Oh, I totally know. You know, it's interesting because it's like, is that puppy love, you know, like when you're in the first grade and it was Don Espinosa? Or is it the one when you're in college and, you know, then you go, oh, this is what real love is. Yeah. And you marry him.
Okay.
Yeah.
And also something that we get several times a year or give, we want to give thanks to. It's Hug a Greeting Card Writer Day. Now, I don't know any greeting card writers, but, you know, we should thank them, and this is the day that we do that. You know, they give greeting cards, give us some great thoughts, whether they be happiness or laughter or comfort after a loss or to celebrate an anniversary or a thank you or to celebrate love or a birth or a graduation or a wedding or friendship or any occasion, but virtually always a smile. Thank you to those wonderful, wonderful writers. How about that?
What if we could think about all the children in the world who make their own cards? They're sort of greeting card writers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they do that for the troops once a year, don't they?
Yeah, but I mean, just even when you do it for your mom and dad, or Mother's Day, or Father's Day,
That's
or
right.
Christmas, or Valentine's Day, or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also Eat an Apple Day. Now, here's an interesting
one. That's a good one.
If you could eat a different apple, a different variety of apple every day, guess how long it would take you to eat a different variety of apple?
36 days.
How about 20 years?
What?
There are over 7,500 different varieties of apple.
They don't sell all those at Publix.
Well, no, they don't, because it would fill up too many shelves.
Yes, yeah. It would. Like their whole store, maybe.
Yeah. It's also International Red Panda Day. Now, not many of you have seen this, but they are not at all like the pandas that are in the zoos, the panda bear that you're thinking of. A red panda is not a bear at all. It's very small, and it just looks like a panda because it has that cute face. They are actually a variety of raccoon.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. It's also Locate a Friend Day.
Ooh.
So it's a day to reconnect with an old friend. So pick up the phone, check them out in Facebook, give them a call, and touch base with them who maybe you haven't talked to or reached out to in years and years and years. And Angela, I know that you have many, many friends from your younger days. Why don't you take the opportunity of reaching out to someone, an old friend?
Well, you know, I am still in touch with all my old friends. So my oldest friend I've been friends with since I was 2, and I communicate with her on the regular. And my next oldest friend I've been friends with since we were 12, and we talk every day, multiple times a day. So, no,
well,
I'm all about keeping your old friends.
Well, this is not an old friend, but my best friend is the one that I'm married to. So, I'm going to reach out to you every day. So.
Yes, you do. You do.
Okay. Today is also National Cheeseburger Day, so I'm going to put you on the spot.
Ooh, yum.
And maybe put our producer on the spot and say, what's your favorite place to get a cheeseburger?
Our favorite place to get a cheeseburger? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, mine.
At home, I think.
Hard.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
At home.
There you go.
How about you, Lauren? What do you like? Where do you like your burgers from?
Probably at home myself.
Yeah, right? Because you can just make it in all kinds of special ways. She said at home.
Last but not least, I don't know how much time we have. Is thank
30 seconds.
Officer. All right. Thank a police officer day. You know, they put their life on the line for us every day.
Yes, they do.
Respect them and say thank you when you see them for what they do and wish them that they have a safe day as they go out and do their job.
5.
All right. We'll be back. Stay with us, everyone. We got lots of good things to talk about.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or required 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969. To see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down. Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Everybody, welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here with you on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
It is a great day.
Yes, 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 yes. It is a great, great day. Super excited.
Yeah, one more day. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm glad you're calling in today from Virginia. I think it's fun.
Yeah, there is one more day that I want to talk about because it's an important thing, especially for young people, for young men and young women. And it's about teachers, and it connects all of them together. It's National Respect Day.
Ooh.
And it's a day that was started for teachers to teach young men and women and children about respecting each other as they grow up. And it's respect about dating and to respect the person you're dating. And it's about preventing domestic violence, which is a big problem in this country. So just putting all those, thanking teachers for talking about that in the classroom and hopefully preventing rape and domestic violence and all those sort of things. So National Respect Day, respect other people.
I love that. And I think no matter your age, you need to be thinking about respecting others and respecting yourself. I mean, start there. Respect yourself first.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
By the way, last week we had a contest, and I do this sometimes. I forget to give the answer. So I want to remind everyone what the contest is or was. You all heard that wood prices had gone up dramatically in the last 12 months, but what type of building material had increased the second most, second to wood? And it went up 80%, and the answer was steel mill products.
Yes.
So wood went up the most, and steel mill products came in second. We had several other guesses, but nobody came up with steel mill, and I just forgot to give the answer at the
now
end
we
of
know.
The show.
Now we know.
Now we know.
Mm-hmm.
So sorry about that to those people that were anxiously waiting to hear that. So, Angela, what happened this week in Northeast Florida with the real estate numbers?
Well, this past week's for homes and condominiums, 854 offers got accepted. That's up 24% from the previous week. And remember, the previous week was a short week due to Labor Day, the holiday. So 594 new homes came on the market, That's up 23% from that previous week. And 230 of the 594, which is 38%, are already under contract. And 62 of those went under contract on the very first day. And 526 of you actually closed on a home for yourself. And we say, congratulations! Because, you know, yes, they're moving today and the weather's great. It's all good. Yes.
All good.
And, you know, what I was thinking about, Howard, the number that I look at all the time is the number of houses that came on the market that all are already under contract. And that percentage is steadily decreasing.
Well, I know I have a theory as to why.
Okay, what's your theory?
Because I think so many of the people that were on the market, some of them have now gotten their homes. So I think that may be the reason. You think that makes any sense?
No. I don't. I think if are not, when you get 10 offers on a house, I don't think that people are out of the market. And I really think it has more to do with the time of year and that people are focused on getting back to school, getting their kids settled and all that.
Well, that's
just
true.
Like every
that
single year.
Well.
Yes. So just like every other year, you know, if you think about it. And if you also, if you think about the people we met at the open house this past weekend, for instance, it's in a good school district, and we had not very many people with school-age children. There was a lot of people with younger kids, like under five, and there were empty nesters. And it was a first-time, you know, house, basically, three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,500 square feet. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
The other thing that was interesting about that house is, you know, we put it in the MLS late Thursday night. We didn't allow any showings on Friday, as I mentioned earlier. We only had people able to come for the open house. But we still had three offers before anyone could even see the house.
Yes.
Which was so interesting.
Especially with the first person saying, this is the one. And I'm thinking, you haven't even walked in. How do you know?
Well, we had
How do you know
pictures.
It's the one? We do have a wonderful photographer, yep. So, I mean, that does help,
that
obviously.
That is a key to getting a house sold, is having really, really good pictures and a lot of them, and showing each room from four different viewpoints.
The other thing that we had that was really helpful, Howard, is that the sellers were so open-minded to any of the suggestions that we made about prepping their home for sale. And,
yes.
You know, the way people live is not the way you're ever going to sell your house. So, you know, that's, you know, it's hard to say, would you mind just for the pictures or just for when we have our opens or just for when you have a showing to do the following, right? And so, you know, they had to move a lot of toys and stuff like that. So it was a lot, but paid off. Really, really great. Really, really great.
It did.
Yes.
House looked great, sold quick. And, you know, that's what we do. We help people get ready, and the results are there.
Yes.
So, hey, what happened to interest rates this week, Angela?
Well, here's what happened. The 30-year rate fell to I'm getting tongue-tied, to 2.86%. And last year, the rates were at 2.87. So they're right there. They're neck and neck. It's almost the same as a year ago. The 15-year rate fell 0.07 of a point to 2.12%. So this time last year, it was 2.35%. The FHA 30
can't get over 2.12. I just to say that out loud and think about it. 2.12.
Yes.
I mean, it's like nothing.
Yes.
So virtually every dollar that you pay is going toward principal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. So the FHA 30-year rate, it's around 2.62%. And then, of course, as always, we encourage you to stay on the show, stay on this WBOB after the show and hear the Van Wees Financial Hour and see what they have to say about the prime rate and what the Fed's up to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. You know what I want to talk about? I'm going to skip to a couple other pages because we missed talking about this a few weeks ago. I want to skip to the moratorium that had been in place for both evictions for tenants as well as evictions for people that had not been paying their mortgage, because the government had said you can't evict anyone for not paying their mortgage and for not paying their rent. And it had been going on, the moratorium had been in place and then extended and extended and extended and extended.
Yeah.
And then the Centers for Disease Control then got into it and said, no, you can't evict anyone. Now, how the Centers for Disease Control got into it, well, the Supreme Court said, hey, the Centers for Disease Control has no say in what is involved in housing. So the Supreme Court said they have no authority, period, and now landlords can evict tenants, and now other states have started to evict, and Florida actually started to evict a few months ago. But if you are a landlord, and now people are coming to you to want to rent, you still want the ability to select the right tenant. And Angela and I are both landlords, and we've learned over the years that the most important thing about being a landlord is to select dependable,
well-qualified renters. Is the word.
Well-qualified.
It is in no way like, you know, sending out people based on anything that sounds discriminatory. It's about selecting the people who can pay and who will pay. And that's, you know, at the end of the day, that's all a landlord is concerned with. Someone will take care of their home and love it and, you know, will be able to pay on time. So you got to make sure they're well-qualified. They can afford it.
And we know of specific situations where some people were using COVID as a reason not to pay their mortgage and not to pay their rent, even though they still had a job.
Yes.
So we know that there were people that that really did have a hardship. But anyway, what we want to do is to give you some ways to really pick the good tenant. So number one is always run a credit check. And by the way, the Florida Landlord Network, FLALandlord.com, can do the credit check for you. But
yes,
always do that. Also look for stable employment. Now, if they've truly lost their job due to COVID, you can verify that. And the Florida Landlord Network can do that. So if they lost their job due to COVID, that's a viable answer. But prior to that, did they have stable employment? And do they have employment now? So that's something that you ought to check for. And talk to former and current landlords.
Yes.
Actually talk to them and find out what kind of a tenant they were. Did they take care of their place? Look out for red flags like prior evictions, multiple pets, asking for discounts or changes in rental terms. If they start right away and say, hey, I want a newer appliance, or they want other considerations, or violent felonies. You can't deny someone because they're a felon, but if they were a violent felon, that's a problem. Or if they need to move in right away. Well, wait a minute. Why do they need to move in right away? We'll come back and talk about the rest. Are we down to less than a minute yet?
Yes. Can you hear the music?
The full amount. Yeah, I hear
we're
the music.
At 6 seconds, Howard.
Having
4 seconds.
What?
4 seconds.
All right, we'll come back and talk about the rest when we come back. Stay with us, everyone. We will be right back.
AM 600 and 101.1 FM, the conservative voice of Jacksonville. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. official says the Biden administration plans on, quote, massive movements of Haitian migrants in a Texas border city on flights back to Haiti starting tomorrow morning. Thousands of Haitians have assembled under a bridge in Del Rio. The Pentagon now says the August 29th drone strike that killed several civilians in Afghanistan last month, General Frank McKenzie of the U.S. Central Command calls it, quote, a tragic mistake. Tropical Storm Odette may not amount to much, but now forecasters may have a little different idea. Storm has formed off the mid-Atlantic coast, likely to weaken Saturday night, but forecasters say swells generated by the storm are affecting parts of the mid-Atlantic and could cause dangerous conditions by Sunday. This is SRN News.
Fishing in Florida attracts millions of visitors to our state, supports more than 100,000 jobs, and contributes to $35 billion in our state's water-based economy each year. The future of Florida's fishing industry depends on a healthy Everglades. Protect our fishing. Restore America's Everglades. Learn more at evergladesfoundation.org.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. Almost every day, we see customers who've shopped around and are totally confused about how to select a diamond. They're looking for someone qualified who'll tell them the truth and they can trust. They've heard about certificates on diamonds, wholesale diamonds, internet diamonds, deals that a friend of a friend can get them, and the prices that range from unbelievably low to unbelievably high. One of the reasons for the confusion is if you look at the factors of grading a diamond, after you know the carat weight, there are 11 grades for cut, 21 grades for color, 11 grades for clarity, so you have 2,541 different possibilities, all with different prices. That's where Underwoods helps straighten out the confusion, because we have the American Gem Society credentialed professionals that'll help guide a customer to the right diamond for them, one she'll be happy with for the rest of her life. So come by and let one of our professionals help you. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and host of the Best Stocks Now show. I've been a professional money manager for the last 22 years. I write a weekly newsletter called Best Stocks Now. If you'd like to get a free sample, you can go to GundersonCapital.com. Make sure to tune in to Best Stocks Now on this station.
Tune in to Best Stocks Now with Bill Gunderson every Saturday afternoon at 2 here on WBOB. And Monday through Fridays at 11 a.m. on our sister station, Talk 100.3.
WBOB is Jacksonville's conservative talk radio station. Start your day with Jacksonville's only local call-in talk show, the Ed Dean Radio Show. Then solve your financial issues with Dan Celia at 9. Inspired by Rush, it's the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show at noon, followed by America First with Sebastian Gorka at 3. Then at 6 p.m., the great one, Mark Levin, rounds out your day. The conservative voice of Jacksonville, WBOB.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
Partly sunny today. Showers and thunderstorms likely with a high near 87. Tonight, temperatures will be dropping to around 75 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny. Rainfall and thunderstorms likely with a high near 86. And scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the week. Partly sunny with temperatures falling between the mid to upper 80s.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday. I think I could be here alone. Am I here alone? Maybe. We will see. So I'm never here alone, by the way. First time in 10 years I've been here by myself. So somebody needs to call in. Let me see if that's Howard. Howard, are you there?
I am.
Oh, yay. Good. Whew. that was just a moment of, you know, oh my God, I'm never by myself. 10 years, I've never been alone on this thing. I've always have someone in the studio with me, or are you on the phone?
Okay, am I on the air?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we were talking about ways to have dependable renters.
Yes.
And one of the things that I have three more things to say is, if somebody comes to you and said, hey, I need to move in right away, well, that is a big, big red flag.
Can be.
Like they probably knew. Well, usually it is. If they need to move right away, they did not do proper planning.
True.
Now, there are a couple of reasons that, you know, if the place that they were living in, it just burned down or had a flood, that's a different story. But if they said some other reason than some emergency, well, and you better check it out too, because normally they had time and they just waited till the last minute. If they wait till the last minute, that's probably not the type of person that you want. Also, if they do not have the full amount of the deposit, say, no, thank you. If they promise to pay you over the next 2 months or 3 months, say no, thank you. Have them go someplace else. I can't tell you how many times over the last several years I have been burned on that, where they say they're going to pay you and they don't do it.
Right.
Also, what you could consider is having a co-signer or a guarantor. So, and if the prospective tenant doesn't have a friend or family member willing to co-sign with them, there are a number of companies that do provide these services to renters now. Now, it will cost them a fee that's about a month's rent, but these fees vary from company to company. The companies are called, one of them is called Jetty, J-E-T-T-Y. Another one is called InsureRent. InsureRent. Another one is called Liberty Rent, and another one is called Rhino. These are just a few of the companies that provide this service. You can also look on the internet. So basically, the prospective renter is paying a company to borrow, to essentially co-sign or use to get a down payment so that you are not on the hook for it. And lastly, what you could do as a landlord is use a specialty realty company to list your house for you, which costs 10 to 15% a month, and they take all of the headaches away for you. They screen the tenants. They do the contracts. They collect the rent. They handle all the repairs, and all you get is a check every month.
And by all the way, you get, that's a good thing.
Does have an arm that a section that does this, and they handle thousands of renters in the metropolitan area or
so
landlords.
You're referring to Watson Property Management.
Watson Property Management.
Yes,
that's right.
Mm-hmm.
So. That's our little helpful tip for the day. So you could use Watson Property Management or use floridalandlord.com.
Yes, and we and Florida is FL or FLA.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a fun one. Here are seven of the most ridiculous requests that realtors have received from either buyers or sellers over the years. Now, these were not ours. These were just collected from realtors around the country.
Yes, definitely not ours.
One. Definitely not ours.
But this one could be in St. Augustine, right?
Actually, one of these was from Florida. But please find a home inspector who will search for ghosts at night in the house.
That's why I said St. Augustine.
I don't know of any home inspector that advertises that they will check for ghosts, that they will go into the house at night, stay in the house all night, and use a ghost detector. But that's what the buyer wanted. How about that?
How about that?
Here's another one. A home seller had a property that included a stunning rose garden. And it was so stunning that she wanted to take it with her when she moved. Now, that's not that odd, because we've had a couple of sellers. We personally have had a couple of sellers that wanted to take a certain bush out. But there was an additional problem that the seller hadn't purchased her replacement home yet. She was going to move out, but hadn't found a home yet. So what the seller countered in the original offer was that she wanted to include a term stating that 2 months after the close of escrow, that she could come back and dig up the rose garden and take it with her to the new house.
That's a little unusual. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, like we recently had a home listed that the yard and the landscape was so lush, so beautiful, you know, just really cultivated so many different varieties of things. And, you know, it was just, you could tell it was the heart and the soul of the owner of the home that they loved working in the garden and in the yard. And then, of course, the next buyer who came did not share that same sense of, you know, tending to the garden. And they would have been glad for them to take anything they wanted, you know? So it happens that way. Yeah.
Yeah. In another one, the seller was a designer and owned a popular designer named brand of jeans, of blue jeans. And the buyer wanted to put into the contract that they wanted several pairs of the expensive jeans at the close of escrow.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, can't do that.
That's over the top.
Now, this is a touching one, a very odd one, but a very touching one. The seller had a dog that was born in the house. The seller wanted a contract clause that insisted that the buyer adopt the seller's dog. So according to the seller, it meant more for the dog to live in the same house rather than living with them, because the dog was born in the house and the seller wanted the dog to breathe his last breath in the same house that it had its first breath in.
I've never heard of that. And I've seen people leave cats behind because cats tend to try to come back to the house that they were in. Like wherever they get moved to, they try to go back home. I've not seen it with the dog before.
Now, this one's kind of over the top and crazy. This was a buyer that the buyer was a model. And, you know, some people just, they think they can do anything, I guess. I guess a lot of movie stars and people like this.
Yeah.
So this was a luxury home. This was in California. And this buyer found this amazing house that had an amazing basement, huge basement, that was a party area. It had a dance floor. And it had an indoor swimming pool in the basement. And even more, this was a supermodel. And she showed interest in the place. So the realtor showed her around the house, and everything was going great until that supermodel placed a bizarre request. She requested a clause in the contract that said that they will not allow police to enter the residence no matter what happened in the house.
What? That is just crazy.
Yeah, needless to say, that realtor dropped that client like a hot model.
Like a hot model instead of a hot potato.
That's
You're
right.
funny. You know, it's.
I give one more.
Okay.
One potential buyer wanted to use every bathroom in the home before buying it. He asked the agent to put it in the contract. That was not put into the contract, but the seller surprisingly allowed it. And that prospective buyer did buy that house once he made sure he enjoyed each and every shower in the home.
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about the last one.
My goodness. That is just nutty.
So all of you are thinking, I'm not that crazy. I just want to buy a nice house at a reasonable price.
Yes, 3 seconds. And
right,
we'll be back.
Everyone, we will be right back.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement-only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here with you on this happy, 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 happy Saturday. It's a great day, isn't it, Howard?
It's a great day. I'm here in Virginia Beach, Virginia, going to attend a wedding tonight between my niece and she is marrying someone that I'm very proud of because, as all of you know that have listened to the show for a long time, Angela and I are really big on the military. And this is a Navy man, a Navy helicopter pilot, and they're going to be spending 3 years out on the West Coast up in Washington, and then hopefully they'll be coming back to Florida where they'll be in Tampa. So they're going to have a nice wedding with a lot of military folks there today. So congratulations to Ariel and Seb. Anyway, what we were talking about is some of the most ridiculous requests by realtors from buyers or sellers. And I got one more to tell you about. This is another crazy one. But actually, the realtor did it. So a buyer was very adamant about buying a place that had, quote, unquote, peace, serenity, and tranquility. Think about those words. So as they kept looking, the buyers kept looking, the buyer, they found a house that they thought exhibited peace, serenity, and tranquility. But before a final decision was made to write a contract, the buyer, prospective buyer, says, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go outside and pick up the hose and spray all the windows around the house. It's like, what?
Seems a little cray-cray.
Well, wait a minute. The realtor felt very awkward.
Yes.
But felt like they needed to comply, as they seemed like potential buyers. I'm not sure how the owner would have felt about that, but anyway.
Right.
So the realtor did it. They went from room to room, and the house was pretty big. Well, as it turned out, the buyer's primary goal was to find out what the home sounded like when it rained. Because as many people know, they love the sound of rain. Rain hitting the roof, rain hitting the windows, because they wanted to feel the peace, the serenity, and the tranquility. They felt it in the house, and as a result of the realtor doing that really strange thing, that buyer, that prospective buyer, did indeed buy the house.
That's really interesting. Yeah. I have so many different thoughts about that.
Yes, it's like, wait a minute. Would we pick up a hose and go around the house and spray it?
No. So think about, here's the one
would.
The one thought that I had is, think about, first of all, water doesn't hit your windows the way it would with a hose. Secondly, think about the neighborhoods that have reclaimed water, you know, so it's coming out of the ground, right? So it's not clean, is my point. It's you know, it's likely to leave stains or to smell. So I mean, like, people who live in neighborhoods that have reclaimed water, they don't put it on their garden, for instance, or the food that they're eating, because it's not safe to do so. So I'm thinking throwing it on the windows could leave stains that somebody has to clean. And guess who it's going to be? The realtor who put it there. So that's not good. But you know, and if people who have listened to our show for a long time know, I am a huge fan of shopping in the rain. I mean, not thunderstorms, but in the rain. Yeah, let's go shopping. And the reason is, I feel like in terms of what most people are looking for is that light and bright and airy feeling. When you're in someone's home, when it's dark outside, cloudy from the rain, it doesn't show as well, right? And it's hard to feel comfortable in someone else's home. It's not like you can curl up on their couch and put the blanket on and turn on the TV and settle in. You can't do that. But here's the thing that's a fact. If you like it in the rain, you're going to love it in the sunshine. And
yes. And
I love going into houses in the rain to see if anything leaks. Is the ceiling leaking anywhere? You know, if the rain is coming in sideways and hitting the windows, is water coming in at the windowsill? So, yeah, I love house hunting in the rain. That sounds crazy. But
we're not doing
this.
If
valuable.
Any of you are thinking about having us do this, forget it.
Yeah, no. I really wouldn't do it. No way.
Yeah. You know, we just passed the middle of hurricane season. So
yeah.
The question that I ask is, have you gotten ready? Have any of you gotten ready? You know, New York a couple of weeks ago was just, they didn't expect what happened. New Orleans and Louisiana, they didn't expect the drenching rain from the second hurricane. Are they ready? Were they ready? So the question I want to ask all of our listeners is this. Are you ready? I mentioned it last week. When's the last time you turned on your generator? If you haven't turned it on in the last month, pull that cord and turn it on.
Yeah, because there's always there's a peak in September, right, of hurricanes in Florida.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, hurricanes everywhere, but yeah, they occur most often around the Gulf Coast, and we're around the Gulf Coast. So have you gotten your batteries?
I don't know. Can I put you on the spot? Have you done all that stuff, hon?
I have checked. Within the last month, I have actually turned on the generator.
Awesome. I didn't know that.
I know you have purchased 9-volt and AA and AAA batteries.
Yeah.
And I have recently purchased some of these LED flashlights.
Yeah.
So, yes. But there's many more things to do. Do you have a radio? Do we have a radio? Now, by the way, we all have a radio on our telephone. I don't know if you are aware of this, but you can get WBOB on your radio. And WB has an emergency broadcast system.
Yes.
So just download WBOB
app. The app on your phone.
On your app. You can listen to our show and any of the shows. When you have the little hamburger sign up in the upper left-hand corner of any radio show, of any radio station's app, and listen to prior podcasts. So you can listen to our show, but more important than that, be prepared. Do you have an escape plan? Do you understand the evacuation zones? Do you have an evacuation route? Do you have an emergency supply kit, and do you know what should be in it? Where are you going to meet? If your kids are away someplace, if your spouse is away someplace, where are you going to meet? If you have to get out of your house, where are you going to meet? In the front of your house, in the back of your house? How will you communicate with your family in the event of any emergency? And who's your out-of-town contact? Make sure all of you are going to contact the same person. Do you have a plan for your entire household, and did you share your plan with anybody else? What important documents are you going to take with you? Do you have a change of clothes with you? Do you have your personal hygiene items? Do you have your personal medical needs? If you have a baby, do you have your baby's needs? If you have a pet, such things as taking pet food, and do you have a water bowl to put, water in for your pet? There are so many things that you can get. There is a City of Jacksonville Preparedness and Response Guide that not only talks about hurricanes, but it talks about flood. It talks about all sorts of emergencies and building an emergency supply kit, small animal preparedness, large animal preparedness. Did you turn off the water? What to do if you are sick? What to do in a pandemic? What to do about wildfires? And there are places that have, the people live in the woods, and what do you do if there's a fire? So many things that you can get. You can go to JEA's website and get a copy of this guide. It's totally free. You may have gotten one in the mail a couple of months ago, but if you dispose of it, find it.
Yes.
By the way, the
do you hear the music?
On tap to tell you what's been going on, and I want you to know that we are always thinking about your safety. We are always thinking about helping you in any way that you can. You can call Angela after the show at 465-3845. You can call me at 687-8161. God bless everyone. Have a wonderful, wonderful, happy, and healthy week. And we will be back with you next week. Angela, you have any closing words?
The Van Wees are here, and they said thumbs down. But they'll be up next. They'll tell you.
And you'll hear why.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a good week, everyone. Bye.